Thank you and good morning. There are two ongoing stories from Fortuna worth noting this morning. The first involves a single vehicle incident that claimed the life of an Oregon woman. Numerous local news outlets reported that a woman was attempting to start a car and instead was pinned against a wall at an apartment complex on 12th Street near Fortuna High School. She suffered fatal injuries. The second incident involved a traffic stop and a live grenade that was detonated by the County Bomb Disposal Unit in Fortuna on Monday night. A live grenade was found in a vehicle driven by 27-year-old Nick Lopez during a traffic stop at around 5:30 in the evening, according to both Channel 3 and the Times-Standard. Lopez was allegedly driving on a suspended license, and the incident saw 12th Street shut down for about 4 hours while the explosive was safely detonated. There's been no official statement on either incident from Fortuna Police. We'll have more details when they become available. Supervisors Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg were sworn in on Monday, along with other local elected officials, in a ceremony held in board chambers. Second District Supervisor Estelle Fennell will serve as board chair for the next year on the Board of Supervisors, and she will have a light agenda to direct at this morning's first meeting of the year. The board will hear a presentation from Humboldt-Del Norte Unit Fire Chief Hugh Scanlon about the state of fire preparedness in the southern areas of the county and what the fire season is expected to bring this summer, with continuing drought conditions a concern. Also, if it's in your plans to purchase a used Crown Victoria or maybe a used wood chipper or a trailer, those items and more have been approved to be sold as surplus property by the board. One other item of interest will be discussed at today's meeting, and that's the proposed countywide ban on plastic bags at retail outlets. A statewide ban was passed by California voters in November, and the phase-out of single-use plastic bags was to begin in July of this year. But supporters of the use of plastic bags and manufacturers have gathered enough signatures for an initiative to be placed on the 2016 ballot that would overturn the state ban. So it's unclear if the board will want to continue with a countywide ban until the legal wrangling over the new state law is finished. A stolen truck is recovered. Jordan Christmas has more.
A California Highway Patrol officer recovered a stolen pickup truck along with some heroin, marijuana, and a loaded firearm after a high-risk traffic stop in Wyatt. The CHP officer spotted the truck, which matched the description of a vehicle that had been reported stolen out of Arcata, and watched as the driver, later identified as Seth Mallow, drive from the Wyatt fire station and into the driveway of a residence across the street. The officer conducted a high-risk enforcement stop as he watched Mallow get out of the truck and walk to the front of the vehicle. The officer ordered Mallow to show his hands, and he did. Meanwhile, however, the passenger, identified as Dale Baldridge, got out of the truck and fled the scene on foot. Mallow was arrested and booked into county jail for possession of stolen property along with other charges, and Baldridge remains at large.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When you talk revenue sources with local officials, you end up talking about the impact sales taxes have on the budgets of cities and towns across Humboldt County. That's no different in Eureka, and City Manager Greg Sparks sat down on Talk Shop and outlined just how important sales taxes are to city finances.
Sales tax revenue is obviously the thing that's the driver in our general fund budget. We're pretty dependent upon how well the new car sales do, and that's been kind of a strong piece of retail sales really for the last 4 quarters or so, and the big boxes. But even some of the big boxes are not doing as well as they had a couple years ago.
Voters in Eureka are familiar with the importance of sales taxes. It's how the city is able to provide about $4 million per year for public safety through Measure O. Sparks said that the city has always been very conservative in its spending, and that hasn't changed in the past few years.
Sales taxes had rebounded from, you know, the worst years. I mean, they kind of got back to what had been a normal year. So, you know, we had to make a number of budget reductions. The second meeting in January, our finance department is working on having that mid-year budget report to council. We're expecting that to kind of stay status quo, not to really be any better, not to be any worse.
Sparks also reiterated his support of a national sales tax for internet sales, an area where local cities lose out because the sales are made online and not at local retail or wholesale outlets. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.